Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
Let me double check. Yep, the best listeners in radio are here with us. We are ready to go. Hope you all had a great extended weekend. Happy holiday weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope you had a good one. Thanks so much for being back with us here. We're happy to be back. We missed y'all. It's good to be back. Good to be back.
Too many days to be gone.
We're looking forward to getting to a bunch of fun stuff this morning. Of course, we get the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner. We'll be getting into that one. Always a good one. We, of course, got Cyber Monday. We'll talk a little bit about that. Is Cyber Monday more popular than Black Friday now?
Cyber Monday.
We will discuss.
Cyber Monday.
She's even got a theme song for it. Nice.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Well, I was telling James before we came on the air, I said I knew it was Cyber Monday because I just looked in my inbox.
Yeah.
And nothing but Cyber Monday there.
I'm thankful for the lack of, we still get junk mail, but I'm thankful for the lack of junk mail now for our trees and things
right.
like that.
Actual junk mail, right?
At the same time, yeah, I left here Wednesday and I felt like all my phone's been doing since then is getting Gmail updates. Boom, boom,
yep.
boom.
Here you go. It's Black Friday.
Places that's why I shut those off.
There are places I didn't even know existed that are offering me deals.
And how did they get my email?
I didn't understand. We got four things to look forward to in December. Got that one coming up for you in a little bit. The last day to eat your Thanksgiving leftovers. We will talk about that one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is always a
very
fun
important.
One to get into. Then, of course, we got the 9 o'clock hour on a Monday kicking off. You know what that means. The kitchen will be open today.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Talk some box office numbers over the weekend. I want to talk about Mowick. Yeah, Mowick.
Did you just make another mashup?
I just made it up, everybody. I made up a mashup. If Hollywood could do it, we could do it.
That's right, we can.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Also, Dolly Parton, because, of course, we are the home of Dolly Parton news. We will be covering that.
We've been covering her a lot lately.
Yeah,
We're falling down in our job.
The Wicked Witch's salary and Judy Garland's salary during The Wizard of Oz. We're going to talk a little bit about that, interestingly enough. We got some local theater to talk about as well.
Mm-hmm.
All that coming up. And also in the 9 o'clock hour, dictionary.com's Word of the Year. We will get into that. We've got that one coming up for you as well.
I did see that. It's a great one.
All good things coming up. Hope you both had a great extended weekend. A great work by both of you individually throughout this whole extended weekend. Both of you were up to a lot of things for our stations. Mm-hmm. In our community, and I greatly appreciate both of you so much for that. I get to start off December being very thankful for my team and the great work that we have around here. So nice job. Hope you both had a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. Hope you did too.
Yeah. Now back to work.
And we're done.
Earworms, where's where we start with everything.
Okay.
Now, this is something that I think, especially as we're going into Christmas, this is actually a perfect Christmas topic. Seth and I were just beginning our pregame talking a little bit about Christmas songs. And, of course, you're going to be hearing a lot of them. We're already playing some country Christmas songs over on 105.5 during the Sunrise Show and
that's
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Getting into the spirit of things around here. And it's a lot
it's
of
after
fun.
Thanksgiving. It's allowed now.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
Or even December, you know. We've checked all the boxes, so we can start playing it now, yeah.
I do want to thank Melissa for the things she put up on the
window
here. Oh,
the sticky gels.
Yeah, I like them. They're awesome. They're very cool. So things like that. And of course, like as I was telling Seth, I don't hate Christmas music by any means, but like a lot of people in radio, I've heard a lot of it over 20-some years.
The same songs over and over.
Longtime listeners will remember that over on 105.5, we used to, the very day right after Thanksgiving, we would play Christmas music right up to the first of the year. And when the studio's right next to you, and you work at that studio, you know,
you hear
a lot of Christmas music and everything. Mm-hmm. So I am a little selective about the Christmas music I like or that I will play or that I look forward to.
Mm.
And then there are the Christmas songs that get stuck in your head. And they become an earworm, and you can't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about anybody else, but I already had that happen to me this year, even before Christmas, December. I already had it happen this weekend with a Christmas song.
And it's always ones that you don't like.
Yes.
Why is that?
Yeah. I will say part of it was my fault. I was I'm doing two special episodes of Unlabeled for this month where they're Christmas songs, '90s Christmas songs.
Nice, nice.
And so many that I didn't realize, and then so many that I my brain forgot for a reason. But so they got, and of course, like Melissa says, that one got stuck in my head.
Of course,
and everything. But what about getting them out of our head? Well, getting a song stuck in your head can be annoying, but getting a Christmas song stuck in your head can be, you know, a different level of things. Now, there is a 40-second audio track called Earworm Eraser, and listening to it can supposedly get songs unstuck from your head.
Ooh.
I'm skeptical.
Immediately. I'm 100% with you, Melissa. Yes. Immediately, like, I don't know about this. So it's constantly changing tempos, time signatures, and musical styles, so it won't just become another earworm to replace the one you just had.
So we could just listen to prog rock.
Yeah, exactly. Which is something I pretty much do all the
little
time.
Little Captain Beefheart, and you're good to go. Yeah.
The Earworm Eraser is on YouTube, and a lot of people in the comments say it worked for them. Although some say it didn't quite erase Mariah Carey for the season. It didn't quite do that.
Oh, why did you say that name? Why? Wasn't there, James, and now it's there.
Well, let's see if we can replace it. Let's see if we can replace it. Let's go ahead. I'm going to play this for everybody right now, okay? So let's check this out. Oh, it's 40 seconds. We're not playing all this.
Oh, okay. I see what they're doing here. All right. Ooh.
Oh, I see.
Those are some really quick tempo changes.
Yes.
So you can't get it stuck in your head. Okay.
Yeah, and just a bunch of weird sound effects and everything. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Okay. Lots of different genres of music.
Now. Yep. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we get the gist of it.
It's like the worst elevator mashup ever.
Basically. Yes. Yeah. It's a good way of putting it.
Yes. Now, I got to ask you guys this one as well, because both of you are producers as well as, because we wear every hat around here. Mm-hmm. Would that be a fun or a nightmare to put together? To me, it seems
fun.
I think it would be enjoyable.
It'd be easy because you wouldn't have to match things up.
Yeah. You could just flow one into the other. It'd be actually pretty cool.
I also think, okay, you could do this at home. You could do this yourself. Mm-hmm.
Bounce around on different songs.
Yeah, or flip it through the radio. Just quickly
throw it to
the radio.
Novel idea.
Something you could even do in the car if you get that song stuck in your head. Yes. You just keep going through stations. Yeah.
Which I'm curious where that happens the most. I don't know how we'd ever figure that out, but where you get earworms the most. I would say that cars or commercials from TV often do that to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think those are two of the. I remember when I was a kid, I wouldn't get songs stuck. I would get earworms, you know, here and there, but it was a lot of commercials get stuck in my
jingles,
head. Jingles were the ones I would get stuck in my head.
Nationwide is on your side.
That's more of a tag, but okay.
I joke all
it's
the time.
Still kind of a jingle.
I throw it's still good. I throw
it's Monday, Seth. Why are you attacking me already?
I will give a special shout out to the jingle writers out there.
Yes.
That is a gift. That is you got to be really.
You got to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. To be able
you have
to
some
do
talent
that.
To make worms, earworms.
But I make jokes all the time about like commercials from around here, like Rosa's Fashions Alarm.
Yeah, right.
They were earworms. That's where this started. Mm-hmm. They started as earworms and they just would not leave and they still haven't.
It's still there.
I'm still, it's Clarence. I'm still stuck on all of them, man. I got all of them stuck up there. I like this, though. I think this is pretty cool. Go ahead and give this one a try. Otherwise, like we said, we had some home remedies for you as well, where you could just flip through the dials on the radio.
See if that works, yeah.
Or
sing the song all the way through to the end.
I've heard that one.
Listen to the whole thing.
I've heard that. That might work.
Supposedly that gets it out of your head. Yeah, I don't know if that works.
I've heard this one. Yeah, that's a good one to do.
I just replace it with something else.
That's a cure for hiccups. That's not.
I think.
How does that work?
You just hold your breath. You just sing the song.
For the whole song?
Yeah, for the whole song. No, don't do that. Please, God, don't do that.
3 minutes?
Don't listen to me. I think that another one of these that happens to me, and I don't know about anybody else, but 80s songs. Nothing gets stuck in my head like 80s songs.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing like that, especially, and I like George Michael. I don't have anything against George Michael or anything, but for some reason, Wham songs get stuck in my head and they become earworms, and I cannot get them out.
Wake
me up before you go.
Yeah.
Just No. That one's a big one that gets stuck in my head.
So the entire soundtrack of The Wedding Singer?
Basically, yes.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Toto songs, and I nice. Can't get them out. Get them out. Hmm. So what I'll do is I'll go the opposite route. I'll listen to like some country or hip hop or something like that. And that tends to do it. But then I oftentimes I'm just replacing one for another. And my brain is just stuck give up.
Maybe it's one you like more, though. Maybe that would help.
That does help a little bit.
If it's one you don't like, replace it with one you like.
Man Down Under.
See, there you go. Yeah.
Man Down Under is another one. Men at Work.
Men at Work, yes.
Man Down Under. I just changed the name of the band. I like that. That should have been the name of the band.
They should have been called that, yeah.
It should have been called Man Down Under. That should have been Men at Work. Doesn't make any sense. Man Down Under makes perfect sense. I think there's plenty of ways. We want to hear your home remedies of getting rid of those earworms.
Yeah.
And we certainly want your the country songs that you want to hear, country music requests, country Christmas songs is what I'm looking for.
There you go.
Over in the Sunrise Show at 105.5 WIRI. Get them to us just like you get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Ooh. That's right.
We'll tell you how to do that in just a moment when we come back with the El Cafe birthday and anniversary. Club. Let's play a little more of that. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself and head on over there tomorrow when they open.
Right, they're not open today. You know, since they got to be closed on Thursday, shouldn't they have to be open today?
I mean, it only makes sense. No,
it only makes sense because I need pie or an Eggs Benedict or basically just any food.
Anything that they have there, yeah.
If they could just open up for like a half an hour for Mel. If she could just open up for a little while. Actually, they probably need the rest. They're going to be pretty busy, I imagine, this month. They got a lot of great things going on over there, some amazing food. And if you're in the Port Edwards area, I can't think of better places to go. Head on over there, get some great food at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And know that you are supporting local, buying local, supporting those that support this community and this radio station and this segment right here. And people that are nice enough to give us the opportunity to give out gift certificates at the beginning of every month as we grab our monthly winner.
Woo!
Woo-hoo. Oh, love it's that time already.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. We get to grab our winner first before we get into our local birthdays and anniversaries for this week. Right now, we're going to get into November's winner for the month of January, or the month of January, November. We're going to get the month of winner there. Before we do that, though, I do want to remind you, everybody, we want your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Get us those song requests as well. Mm-hmm. Find us on there and like our page and share what we share on there. And, of course, call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. Wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air. And we did have one late entry, James. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay.
They were. I did see it through the newsletter, but I appreciated you sending it again, Melissa. It gave me a chance to remember about it. So I do appreciate that. And we do want to, of course, also mention to everybody out there that you can get us these late. You can use the Civic Media app as well. We encourage you to download the app. Yep. Please do that, everybody.
It's free.
And this birthday that Melissa's talking about is Brenda Schmidt. And she celebrated her 65th birthday on November 22nd.
Yeah, 65 years young.
That's right. Nice. Brenda, and to whoever got us Brenda's birthday here, we really appreciate that. Yep. Brenda's on the list.
Yay.
Brenda got put on November's list.
Okay.
We
put Brenda's name on there.
So absolutely.
That meant we had 31 entries for the month of November.
Very cool.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. It weren't even 31 days in November.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. One extra on there.
Bonus.
That is pretty cool. Do either of you remember who got to draw last month?
I believe it was.
I think it was probably me. Let Seth do it.
I was going to say.
He gets all the fancy stuff in December.
We could look at the schedule and see who's here because I thought I did it last month. I'm not going to go that far though.
You know what? Give Seth the list and make James do it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Okay.
Wow.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Melissa.
We're flipping the script, man.
Oh, I like that. Oh, wow. I'm nervous.
Okay.
I'm nervous. All right.
He's not used to this. This is very new for him.
Yeah. I've literally never gotten to do this.
All right. Mr. James J. Maloff, I need a number between 1 and 31.
Q.
Q.
That is not a number, dude.
Darn it, darn it, I messed it up.
Not even Roman numerals.
94. No, darn it. I'm sorry, I'm freaking out. I don't know, purple. All right, how about we'll just make this simple, 1.
Go with number 1? Okay.
Numero uno.
Our winner for the month of November is Darlene Bach. Congratulations, Darlene. You are our winner for the month of November of two $20 gift certificates from El Cafe.
Nicely done, Seth. Nicely done.
And I've been practicing now.
Thank you, Darlene.
He was waiting for this moment.
That worked out really cool. Darlene is a longtime listener. We appreciate Darlene very much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's ever won this before, so that's
very cool.
Congratulations to Darlene, everybody that got us a birthday and anniversary. Thank you so much to every one of you, best listeners in radio. We got the whole month of December, though.
We do.
We got the possibility for some more winners. Mm-hmm. We want our winners, so go ahead and get those names to us, everybody. And again, a big thank you to everybody who got us names. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Darlene Bach.
Yeah.
Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
We get into for our birthdays and anniversaries for today, and we have two special ones we want to shout out that cannot win anything. first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our favorite meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
Our own off today, so that's good for her. She should be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We wish you a fantastic day, Brittany. Enjoy your day.
Yep.
And we wish a very happy birthday to our good friend, Don Chesbrough.
Oh,
happy birthday, Don.
Happy birthday, Don.
Don and I worked together for a very long time, and I don't know how Don puts up with me. Actually, I do. He works part-time.
He'd leave,
Don was one of the original guys to help me remember how to run the board and everything. He was running sports when I came back on and helped me learn a lot of those things. Don has helped us with a lot of our social media back in the day when we didn't have as many hands around here.
Yep, that's right.
So much work he put into this station and this community through making, I can almost say that a good portion of the high school sports you have heard over the last 8, 9, whatever years it's been, have been through Don and him running the board.
Yep.
And you know they're going to sound good when Don's running the board because he's very good at
his job.
Him and his family put a lot into this community. We appreciate Don and wishing you a good birthday, man. Hope you're enjoying it.
Yes.
And before we get to our local birthdays, I want to shout out a couple more because it's like a civic media family birthday today. Everybody has birthdays today.
Okay.
Aaron Zahmer, who you've probably heard on our airways. He's one of our producers for many shows. Mm-hmm. And then also our Chad Holmes from Wausau.
Oh, I didn't know Chad's birthday was today.
Chad's birthday too.
Hey, shout out Chad. Yeah. they had to write him down. Both great ones. And we appreciate both people. We appreciate very, very much. And now looking at the people that can win. Melissa, I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. First up, we can get right into it. First, Abigail Neves.
Oh, happy birthday, Abigail.
Happy birthday.
What a name. That's a great name. Abigail, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We also wish you a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Charles Bukos Hammonds.
All right. Charles, happy birthday.
Chuck, as some of us know him as, has done a lot. Again, another person who's done a lot in this community, and a lot of people who go to plays over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater will know Charles. I can't call him Charles. It's Chuck. he's directed me. I've worked with him in plays before. Wonderful guy, wonderful director, and wonderful talent. We appreciate you, man. And congratulations on the qualifying.
Yeah, absolutely. Chance to win some good food.
We take a look at our celebrity list, and let's see here. I have not had a chance to look at this ahead of time.
Oh, this will be fun.
I will be honest with everybody. Charlie Puth is 33. See You Again with Wiz Khalif is his biggest hit.
Okay.
Let's see here. Aaron Rodgers is 41. Just gonna let that sit there. And keep on moving.
He's only 41. It seems like we've been hearing about him forever.
Yeah.
He's did not have a good birthday yesterday.
No.
Or prelude to his birthday. No. He had kind of a rough day.
Along with a rough weekend. We're actually going to talk a little bit about that on Playmakers, but not too much.
Okay.
But we will touch on it a little bit. I will say it's his birthday. So I will say there are few quarterbacks I have enjoyed or feared more in the NFL when my team played than him in his prime.
In his prime, yeah.
You cannot take away the skill and talent he is, the smartness of out of the pocket accuracy. Mm-hmm. He holds the record, I believe, for most Hail Marys completed. Wow. He's got a Super Bowl ring. Crazy. I mean, he's walking into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What I'm more curious about, not the NFL Hall of Fame, I'm more curious of how long or what happens with him going into the Packer Hall of Fame. That one is far more fascinating to me. But like Brett Favre or other players that leave a little rough or whatever, they, you know, bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
And give
water
it a
under the
years.
Bridge. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Jane Kramer is 41, country singer and former One Tree Hill actress. She was also on season 23 of Dancing with the Stars, it looks like.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Speaking of singers, Britney Spears is 43.
Whoa. Well, that's weird.
Wow.
Weird to hear that.
Is that weird?
It's just weird to hear it. I don't know.
Just, I mean, when, you know, interesting career, interesting life. Mm-hmm. I think a mental health advocate now, I would say. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she would look at herself that way or anything, but I think a lot of people think of mental health with her. And honestly, independence as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. And one thing I will say also, a lot of people have had to come around and do some apologizing when it comes to her. Mm-hmm. And not enough people have come around and apologized about her. Because there was a lot of things that were really low-hanging fruit and really easy things to make fun of about her that you had no idea the mental health things
going
were
on.
The things her father, any of this stuff that was going on with her, the stuff with Justin Timberlake that has come to light. Like, there's a lot of different things that young lady was going through that, you know, were pretty intense that very few of us could have handled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's really easy for us who are not in the spotlight to point fingers and place blame when you don't know the whole story.
Exactly.
Unless you have lived that life. Like, if you have, then okay, I'll hear you out. I'll hear how you handled it and all those things. But if you haven't, none of us know what that's like to go through what she's gone through. Even some singers and stars, I've heard Madonna talk about this. Like, I was a little older when I got my break, and I was able to understand things a little bit better and stuff. And I wasn't, and she wasn't, you know, like, as much as Madonna was kind of like, hey, you're going to do this and this by record producers or whatever, she was her own boss pretty early on.
She was.
Britney was puppeted. Yes. Like, her whole career was puppeted and everything. Right.
You're going to do this. Yeah.
It's quite different. Very different than Nelly Furtado, who is 46 today.
Oh. Whoa, Nelly.
Nicely done. one of my favorites. Monica Seles is 51 today. Tennis Hall of Famer.
She's good.
Oh, I love watching Monica Seles play. Incredible hands. Incredibly, like, I always thought that Monica Seles, her wrists were like the size of like quads. Like, she just had really strong, strong wrists.
The golden age of American tennis.
Ah, I miss it.
Back in the 90s. I mean, that was that one time, that one period where it seemed like the Americans were dominating, and then it just went away.
She won 9 Grand Slams.
I mean,
all the things in sports that I did not see coming and that I did not appreciate enough, it is American tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I did not appreciate it. At the time, I thought, oh, I'm always going to have American tennis players I can watch and love and everything.
Not really.
Nah. Tretch from Naughty by Nature is 54, lead singer and rapper for lead rapper and songwriter for Naughty by Nature. Lucy Liu is 56.
I love her.
Great actress.
Yes.
Great actress.
She's had such an interesting career.
I just saw her over the weekend. I saw, to me, a sneaky good movie. It's Christmas season, and Christmas movies are coming up, and somebody brought up the whole bit, is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not? Now, I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to listen to my students talking about it, so I started thinking about Bruce Willis movies. And I haven't watched one in a while, especially since we've not lost him, he's still alive.
But retired.
But he's retired now and everything, and he's dealing with a lot. I started thinking, okay, I wanted to think of a Bruce Willis movie in a deep cut. There's a movie called Lucky Number 11. That stars Josh Hartnett and Bruce Willis and Lucy Liu.
Oh.
It's a late 90s, early 2000s movie. I love it. I love it. It's not necessarily the greatest movie.
I'm sure.
But you've got Morgan Freeman and Ben Kingsley playing opposite gangsters. Opposite gangsters, like big mob bosses and everything in New York. And Bruce Willis and Josh Hartnett. And it's actually the movie that really turned me like, okay, Josh Hartnett, not a bad actor and stuff. But Lucy Liu, fantastic in it. So charming, so wonderful. One of her early movies. Wonderful actor. Also, Joan Watson on Elementary.
A lot of people liked her.
And she was in Ally McBeal.
Yep.
I always forget that. Yeah.
It was her break, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. A couple of band members. Nate Mendel from Foo Fighters is 56, and Rick Savage is from Def Leppard is 64.
Cool.
Stone Phillips is 70.
That's a big one. Oh, my gosh.
And then people no longer with us, like the rapper and singer Juice WRLD, born in 1998, passed away in 2019. Just another one of these young rappers, gone way too young.
Yeah.
And Giovanni Versace, born in 1946, passed away in 1997.
Fashion icon.
Yeah. Versace, I don't know. There's a couple of brands that, even if you're poor like me, you know what, it's a name brand. Right. It's a fancy brand. Versace's got to be at the top of that list.
the brand that you were always corrected the first time you tried to say it out loud.
Yes.
Versace? What's Versace?
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday last month to our winner of November. Mm-hmm. Why am I having so much trouble with this today?
Winner of November.
Darlene Bach. We're happy.
Congratulations, Darlene.
Congrats to you, Darlene.
We'll just talk over you, James.
That's the best way to do cover this. For it. As a matter of fact, let's just keep that in the wheelhouse. Let's keep that in the back pocket from now on. I will slowly lower my mic as I... And a happy congratulations and happy birthday to Charles Bukos Hammonds, our qualifier for today.
Yes.
Congratulations, Charles.
Shout out to all of our local civic media birthdays.
Brittany,
Chad, and everybody out there. Mm-hmm. We will take a time out. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about is Cyber Monday more popular than Black Friday? We shall discuss.
I guess we'll find out.
It's coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Let's get moving. Mm-hmm. I love this beat. Eternal. This beat is eternal. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. In a little bit, we're going to get into some things to look forward to in December. But for right now, we got a question for you. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and keep that app handy, everybody, just between you and us here and everything. You're going to be needing
stuff coming up here, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is Cyber Monday more popular than Black Friday?
Ooh.
Cyber Monday is the most popular online shopping day of the year. It is number one by far and away. Billions going to be millions were spent over the weekend, especially on Black Friday. Billions will be spent today.
Wow.
A poll by Bankrate.com found 59% of Americans plan to shop today, compared to just 53% who plan to shop on Black Friday. I saw some numbers as 49% to 51% on Black Friday.
Okay.
Because the National Retail Federation disagrees, they claim Black Friday is still number one, and it's not even close. According to their own survey, 183 million people plan to shop between Thanksgiving and today. And of those people, 72% were shopping on Black Friday, while just 39% plan to shop on Cyber Monday. Black Friday could even be muscling its way back in when it comes to online sales. Americans are expected to spend $13.2 billion on Cyber Monday this year. That is up 6% from 2023.
Wow.
But Black Friday is making gains at $10.8 billion. That is up 10%. So that is a little different than some of the numbers that I saw.
Yeah. Does it matter? I mean, how many of that were online orders on Friday? Seriously, because they have the same sales all weekend long, basically. Mm-hmm.
It matters for people running morning shows that are looking for content. No. Outside of that, I generally don't know what... all this stuff certainly does matter if you are a realtor, if you are a business and everything. Outside of that, to your regular everyday person,
I don't think it matters.
I can't imagine anybody woke up this morning, what were the Black Friday numbers? I mean, unless it matters to you and your business.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm a little worried about what your dreams are.
I love the idea of someone doing that. I don't know how much was sold on Black Friday. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say something, and I know it's corny, and I don't care. I would love to see these numbers for Small Business Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see that become that. I do think that that has some popularity to it. But I worry that it has the same kind of, it has a popularity of, oh, I'm going to say this, but I'm not going to do it right. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which we've seen a lot of in the last couple of months. I hope that the intention is there because I see a lot of people supporting Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. I heard some good things about our community over the weekend about Business Saturday. Shout out to everybody who celebrated that and by local and supported local, but I don't think you're going to see those numbers like these.
No,
and well, that, of course
that,
not.
Yeah. I would like to see that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
but there's not really anybody tracking it as closely per se, or as easily from small businesses. That would be harder to collect.
And just in general, right? Because there's so many more of them.
And can I be honest? This is a safe place between the three of us, right?
Yeah, right.
All good. And this is just between us,
right?
All right. I am a silly, like a silly rebellious person where I don't want to shop on these days outside of Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't want to shop on these days because they're telling me to shop on these days. Yeah. And the deals, not that good. Not that good. There are some in-person deals if you go to a business and you know, they have stuff, they have extra stock of stuff that they wouldn't have online or anything like that.
Right.
But I feel like the real deals, you have to go to the store to get. Mm-hmm. I don't see them online. I don't see anything that really stands out. And I noticed, sorry, Mel, real quick, I noticed a lot of these Black Friday deals still going today.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I guess I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of hype.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of hype. And then there's also, you got to be really careful when you're buying online. Mm-hmm. It took me really scouring through my checkout page on Amazon when I was shopping on Saturday to not subscribe to Amazon Prime.
Like, oh my gosh.
It was really difficult.
That's and become
that
a problem.
Is wrong.
Yep.
That is wrong.
Yes.
It shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't be something that people are, just because they didn't look through the page closely enough and make sure they unchecked the boxes and went to another page to uncheck another box and then go back to the other page to make sure everything that they wanted was still there and they weren't signed up for services they didn't want that will be charged monthly to your credit card.
Yep.
Should not be happening.
No.
It is Barry Bonds taking steroids. It is. You don't have to do this. You're already great. You're already walking into the Hall of Fame. You don't need to do this. You're just now. You're just making it work. Like, Amazon already has our money. Amazon already has all. They don't have to do all these tricks and things like that and everything. Like, just
and
just,
yet
they do.
They still do.
Because
they just want more and more and more. The greed is out of control.
I could be way off on this one, but I study history quite in depth, and there are certain things that are tried and true, and what goes up must come down. And if there is something that is going to bring Amazon down, it is things like this. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of time kind of thing where people finally do. Or something else comes up and takes a lot of their business or something like that. I don't know. I'm not predicting that or anything like that. But I'll tell you, history tells us that that tends to happen. And if there's something that's going to bring that down, it's things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not the first person, Melissa, who I've heard complain about that. Yeah. Because
it's some BS.
Yeah. It's not good. In fact, I should probably, I believe there's at least one class action lawsuit about that.
That's right now against
Amazon. So, yeah.
And probably won't be the last one.
No. No, it won't.
When is the last day to eat those Thanksgiving leftovers, Dad? When is the last time you can? Well, as my father would tell you, this week.
Sometime this week.
You just know. Like, that's what he says to me. You just know. Like, okay, all right. Like, I'd like to know before I'm chewing on the food.
Yeah, right. But all right. It's got rancid, you know.
I digress. According to this article, we have the day for you. It's been 4 days since Thanksgiving, so technically today is the last day to eat your leftovers before they go bad. Some people might live dangerously and push it a few more days, but experts don't recommend that. According to the USDA, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all safely be stored in the fridge for up to 3 to 4 days. Okay. But after that, you're on your own. You're playing food roulette. If you want to waste food, most leftovers can last a few months in the freezer, so get them in there ASAP if you don't want to waste food.
Yeah, right.
if you want to waste food, put it in your freezer because it'll be lost in there forever.
Wait 2 months and then throw it away after you put it in the freezer. That's how it works, right?
There's one Thanksgiving staple that will survive in the fridge a little longer, though. Homemade cranberry sauce.
Oh, I was going to say cranberries because they have a high amount of acid in them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That will last up to 10 days.
That makes sense.
And the canned stuff can last up to 2 weeks.
Oh.
Now, superpower.
A lot of old schoolers.
It's called sugar.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A lot of old schoolers will scoff at the 4-day warning. But remember, the smell test isn't 100% reliable because Thanksgiving dishes spoil faster than other leftovers because the food sits out in the danger zone a little longer.
That's right. Yep,
that's why.
We forget about that part. Yeah.
Wouldn't have thought of that. So just be careful.
Your bacteria count is higher from the start if it sat on your table longer.
That's true.
I am gigantic when it comes to not wasting food. Mm-hmm. I am a big person about that.
But you also don't like leftovers.
I don't
tend
to eat a lot of
it. It's a little bit of a quandary there, James.
That's why I try. If I'm going to eat it, I try to finish it.
There you go.
That really makes sense.
You think he would be heavier than he is then?
I should be.
You would.
Yeah. I tried this weekend. I really did.
We should stop trying to figure it out, man. There's no figuring this guy in food, man. We'll just go with it.
Lost cause. Lost cause. Focus on people that you can help. Yes. I don't know. But I will say that there nothing is worth eating that's going to make you sick or take a chance. I don't think it's worth taking a chance.
No. And it's funny because I love the idea of the smell test because even Thanksgiving turkey, even like 2 minutes after it's in the fridge, it already smells kind of funky, you know? Yep. So it's still good for a couple of days. It just smells weird, but yeah.
I don't really go by it, but I like when I see people do the smell test because it just reminds me of my grandparents, my grandmas. I just like that. I don't know. It's something to go by, though.
Yeah.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we got four things to look forward to in the month of December coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. This is a Christmas song, right? Yeah. Christmas in some places.
So, yeah, East LA, maybe.
Two Americas. You know? Yeah. Two Americas, yeah. Man. Yeah. We hope you all are having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with Beth Habegger and the kitchen's open.
Woo.
That's right.
Looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and dive into the month ahead. Here are a few things to look forward to in the month of December, and one in particular I am very excited about.
Okay.
In sports, college football bowl games. It starts on the 14th. There's a lot of NFL and NHL action as well, and of course, basketball is kicking into gear with their second annual NBA Cup tournament that runs through December 17th. I think the NBA really needs to just do what college basketball does with these little mini game tournaments and everything and just simplify it. They've made it too complicated. But
yeah, no kidding.
We'll see how that goes. And of course, this is go time in the NFL and go football time. And everything. You got the college football playoff that's going to be quite exciting. In theater, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is coming up.
Oh, my kids are happy. They are so happy.
Jim Carrey comes back for that one, and you have Keanu Reeves doing one of the voices this time, and sneaky good voice actor.
Yes, he is.
I think he's pretty good at it. It's fun. It looks like they had a lot of fun with that one, and that movie was a surprise for them. They did not know that the first one was going to do so well.
Yep.
And this bringing are the in so now
first
this is,
two, yeah, right.
We'll see where
the second
go.
One was even better. Was even bigger than the first one.
And that doesn't happen very often.
No.
And the guy that does the voice of Sonic, I'm happy for him. He's a good character.
I can't remember
his
name, but he's great, yes.
You don't get to see him in a lot of stuff, but he's great. The live-action prequel of Mufasa, The Lion King, both opens December 20th. Both of those open on December 20th.
Ooh.
Disney is very nervous about that one.
That's right.
Not so much The Lion King thing as these live-action things. They've really gone to this well a lot, and it has not worked out very well for them.
I don't think it was kind of what they were expecting, yeah.
And they've kind of like gone all in on this, so they're not pulling back on it anytime soon. If this does really bad, they might. But even if it does lukewarm, they're probably going to continue with it. And on Christmas Day, Nosferatu with Bill Skarsgård and William Dafoe and Lily Rose Depp. It's a remaking of the vampire movie.
Wow.
The perfect Christmas Day movie.
The perfect Christmas Day movie.
What are they doing? I don't know what they're doing there. Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman and Timothy Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman also comes out on Christmas Day. And Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. Mm-hmm. He recorded 40 Bill Dylan songs for that. He's doing the voice singing. He's all doing the singing and everything for it.
Wow.
I don't have a lot of interest in it, I'll be honest, but I'm going to watch it because I've already got my first, probably my second name I'm going to be adding to my list as far as when I put my Oscar nods in, who I think should be nominated. This is the one thing missing from his resume in this young career of his. Yep. He's going to get nominated. Yes, I don't know if he's going to win. We don't know who's going to be up there for it, but he is definitely, I'll put my name on it. He is getting nominated for that role.
I think you're right.
It's incredible, his transition into it. And I'm not a Dylan guy. I'm not a Bob Dylan guy or anything, but his performance looks great.
Well, and the ability of actors to have that power now to say, no, I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
Versus them being replaced, like what happened to Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
Yes.
Great
example.
Yeah. Nice cut. Nice deep cut, Melissa. we just saw how that can go bad with the Back to Black documentary and that. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. On TV, lots of holiday specials, including National Christmas Tree Lighting, December 20th. I will admit, I get into those. I kind of like the whole tree lighting thing. It's kind of fun.
I like driving around once the snow is down and seeing everybody's displays.
Yes.
That's always fun. Yeah,
I like that much more. Mm-hmm.
That was something my family used to do.
Jamie Foxx has a new... mine too, Melissa. That's awesome. Jamie Foxx has a new stand-up special on Netflix that hits next Tuesday. That could be good.
Wow.
That could be good. Billboard Music Awards are next Thursday. The iHeartRadio Jingle Ball airs on the 18th. Nate Bargatze's new stand-up special is on the 24th. And season 2 of Squid Game lands on the 26th.
Wow.
Another very, very... last thing I would think of with Christmas is Squid Game.
Squid Games, right up there.
And, of course, the true headlines of December are the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And the big ones, and this is what I'm looking forward to, Hanukkah, which starts on Christmas this year.
Oh, it does.
Whoa. Yeah.
My youngest was asked me that very question yesterday. When does Hanukkah start this year? So he wanted to know, and I was like, I don't know yet. I haven't looked at a calendar.
This is, for those that don't know, I certainly growing up in a household of Jewish and Catholicism, mm-hmm. Judaism and Catholicism, I've seen firsthand how much these two have in common. But for many out there may not see that and everything, one of the things growing up that I always loved was when Christmas and Hanukkah happened on the same week. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, okay, we're all celebrating the same. We're all celebrating this time and everything. Mm-hmm. Show how much we have in common. That we do not, as opposed to what we don't. And it doesn't happen all that often.
No, it does not.
I don't remember the last time Hanukkah landed on Christmas. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, at least.
I think it's really neat.
That happens every 7 years, right?
Well, like that.
The calendar repeats every 7 years. I don't know how Hanukkah works.
It's a lunar calendar, so it's by the phases of the moon. So that's why it's so different. That's why it changes so much. So.
Gotcha.
That was the first time in my 47 years on this planet that a Jewish question came up that I did not have to answer. I am both...
It's because you got big brain over there.
I am both thankful and in awe of what just happened. I don't even have any words. I'm genuinely more speechless than I can remember.
That's one of the things that's fascinated me is the lunar calendar that they use for all of the holidays in Judaism are all based on the moon and not on the sun. So yeah, it's really cool.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, of course, coming up at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Kwanzaa starts on December 26th.
All right.
And there's also Giving Tuesday tomorrow. Remember that, everybody. Giving Tuesday. Hope you saved a couple bucks over the weekend for Giving Tuesday. We greatly could appreciate it. There are so many of our wonderful nonprofits in this area that we recommend you looking into.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that now on our homepage, right?
Yes, we do.
Civicmedia.us, we have a special link that you can go to give your Giving Tuesday.
Yep.
Civicmedia.us, it's not only a place to go for that, but it's a great place to go, say, if you're looking for a cool newsletter you get every week. Want to know locally what's going on? We got to cover.
Yeah, head to WFHR.com for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought through Civic Media they can get to
they
the
can,
WFHR.
Actually.
Yeah,
they can.
Get
they
to
can.
It there.
They
yeah.
can.
They can.
We'll go there, everybody, and check that out. And again, encourage you to give on Giving Tuesday, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And before we move on, I got to say, the voice of Sonic, Ben Schwartz.
Oh, yes. Ben Schwartz. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He was great on Parks and Recs. He's very good. Mm-hmm. National Ice Cream Day on the 13th.
Does December make sense?
Yeah. This one makes a little more sense. Ugly Sweater Day is on the 15th.
That does make sense, yeah.
But it's got to be an ugly sweater. None of the, like, there's, they've gotten away from the truly ugly sweaters.
It's become a fashion statement now.
Yeah. I don't mean your favorite, you know, IP on a digital on an 8-bit thing or whatever.
Your Star Wars, you know, ugly sweater. That doesn't count.
Pre-made
man.
Ugly sweaters. No.
I want mismatched colors. I want fabrics that shouldn't be. I want it's got to be ugly. It's got to be truly ugly. It's got to be something that
bring back ugly, everybody.
Yeah, I made my own one year. It was a actual wool sweater that had kind of shrunk, but I had stitched a present on the front of it, and then when the sweater shrunk, the present, like, I don't know, it did a thing.
I love this. Oh, like, God, I love this.
I don't know. It looked like it was exploding. It did kind of thing. Like,
please, if you have a picture of that, Melissa, we've got to see that just between the three of us.
I'll look for it. I'll look for it.
Oh, love it.
That's great. It is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day on the 18th. I have never heard of that. That's interesting. The First Day of Winter is December 21st.
Okay.
Festivus is the 23rd.
Oh, jeez.
And, of course, the 31st is New Year's Eve, and we finally say so long to 2024.
Don't forget about Boxing Day. Yeah, that's on the 26th.
Yeah, that's
Boxing
right.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is a good one.
Box your ears.
There's some fun ones out there.
Good luck with that. You and Whose Army.
It's after Christmas. I don't have to be nice to her anymore.
We got 2 minutes.
But it's not after Christmas.
No, Boxing Day is.
Yeah, but then he can be. Yes. I see what you did there.
Well, you're starting early there, dude.
As we're wrapping up, I do want to get these in there a little bit more when we can, everybody. And I want to remind everyone of our winner for the month of November for our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club, Darlene Bach.
Congratulations, Darlene.
One more wedding bell in there. Yeah, get one more of those in
Can't
there.
Can't get enough. Yeah. I almost said wedding bells. Winning bells.
Wedding bells, yeah.
Wedding bells.
We appreciate that. We appreciate
that. Is that the sound you heard at your wedding?
Nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
And speaking of which, coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Kitchen's Open with Beth Habacker.
Nice.
Looking forward to that, everybody. Stick around for it. We'll also get into some entertainment news. One of the things I want to discuss with everybody is Mowick.
Oh,
yes, Mowick. Yes, I'm going to get this. I don't care if anybody else says it or not. I'm going to do this.
Okay, that's fine.
We're going to talk box office numbers. We're also going to talk a little bit about Dolly Parton. We've got an interesting one about the Wiccan movie and what it was based on, of course, The Wizard of Oz. Not what it was based on, but the prequel, if you will, The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Oh, no, the sequel it would be.
The sequel of the pre...
Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm confused.
The prequel and... to the sequel.
Well, it's like trying to explain to people Star Wars movies.
Oh,
like,
God. Yes.
What order do you watch them in?
Yeah, that's always difficult. We got some local theater to be talking about as well. We'll be getting into that. Looking forward to it. Got a bunch of other stuff. It is live radio, so you never know what might happen. All that coming up.
And it usually does.
Yes.
I mean, it's us.
It really is us. So be on the lookout for that. Be listening for it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James will be back with more fun on The Morning Show right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.